Okay, ready? It's at Arena. Congratulations into another semi-final here in Stuttgart. Just talk us through your thoughts on the match and what you thought you did well today.
Yeah, I'm super happy with the win. Finally, I played my match. Never happened before that I played the first match on Saturday, so it feels awkward. But yeah, happy with the level I played, happy with the variety of the game I brought today on the court. So yeah, I think it was very decent game.
At the changeover, when she was up 4-3 with the break, did you think about changing something, or you were just encouraging yourself to keep going in that way?
Yeah, I think I just made a couple of unforced errors in that game, and every time we played on her serve, it was very tight and close. So I was like, I think I should just keep going, keep putting the pressure, and I was trying to probably bring a bit of spin on the court. Do not go like that flat and go for bigger targets. That's basically it.
As this was your first match on clay this year, did you felt something, different from the practice? Like, did you need a few more games to adapt to the surface, or was, as you had a week to prepare for this one, did you felt comfortable?
Well, yeah, I had a week to practice on this court, so I felt pretty comfortable. And also I play here so many times, so I know the courts and I feel really good on this surface. So I think it was just about like just playing the first match on clay, just get used to the game, not overrush things, and it was mostly about that.
So on the court, you said you had time to explore the city. So what did you do then? What can you recommend now?
Well, I went to a couple of restaurants. I went to the Porsche Museum, which is very, very cool one. And yeah, I had a great time. They have a great steakhouse there. Also, we went to one Italian place. Was also good food. So that's pretty much it. I think we could do more, but yeah. I had to practice, go to the gym, so I wish I'd go out a bit more.
There was this unusual moment where you took the picture of the ball mark. Did you double check it? Was it still in, you think?
Yeah, it was definitely in, and I think I understand. I mean, everyone can make mistakes, and I'm not the one who's going to be complaining with the referee. I'm usually quite respectful, but I think you cannot make these kind of mistakes. And I think you have to, if you make the mistake, I think you have to have guts to admit it and make a call. And I guess not everyone have the guts to do that, but it's okay. Once again, everyone can make mistake, and as the time, not the time go, but like with a little bit of time, I had time to cool down, let's say like that, and I kind of like let it go, the situation, and it's okay, whatever happens there.
Arina, how do you feel physically, because you were staying like for 1 week here, because tomorrow you will have another important game now, so how do you see it, you know, from one day to another after a week of pause?
I mean, I'm quite experienced player, and I had a lot of different situations, and physically and mentally I'm quite strong, so I think I'm pretty much ready to handle another great battle tomorrow.
And a question about the matchup with Elise. You know, you're 9-1 now, and she, yes, and she last time beat you 7 years ago. So what does this matchup do for you that you're so good at it?
That's crazy, actually, to hear these numbers. For me, it feels like we've been on tour only for a few years. And 7 years sounds really crazy. And I don't know, I just every time I play against basically everyone, I'm just like focusing on myself, and I do not focus on the statistics against the player. I think that's the key to keep doing what you're doing against some players. You have a really good score against, so I don't know. I think my ability to focus on myself and to bring the best game on court every time I'm playing against players I have a good score, I think it's pretty good.
We had a special day yesterday when it was not allowed to have matches to play. Well, obviously everybody has some special days, maybe holidays in the year, days and dates. What would that be for you, days that are important for you, and how would you celebrate them?
You're asking about Easter specifically, or?
What you find important?
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I'm religious, and I think it's important a holiday, and we do all of the things like everyone do in this holiday, like eating the cake, cracking the eggs, and I think it's important holiday. So, yeah, it was nice to have a day off.
Any more? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.